Hi, welcome to Dave Lee on Investing. Today we're going to cover Square's Q1 2020 earnings that they just reported today after earnings. This is going to be a live stream. If you can go ahead and give a thumbs up if you can hear this, and we're going to look into and do a deeper dive into today's earnings. All right, so Square is a financial services company. It's run by CEO Jack Dorsey, and they offer two different kind of ecosystems. One is the seller ecosystem, which provides seller services for them to sell their goods, basically do point of sale terminal. They can do invoicing, subscription services, take out loans. There's a whole kind of ecosystem and a broad range of services for sellers. And then there's a Cash App side for Square. And this is a relatively new business for Square. It's only been a few years old. And it kind of like hit Square out of the blue. And it's been probably the most exciting part of Square's business. And we're going to take a look at Square's earnings a bit and give an overview of what's going on with their company and their business. So their net revenue for Q1 of 2021 was 100 and or $1.38 billion, and this was roughly in line with the past few quarters. So you're not looking at a ton of growth, but Q1 did have, toward the end of March, some hit due to the COVID situation. All right, gross payment volume. So this is on the seller side, how much volume of transactions go through on their seller side. And if you look at it, it was 26, 28 billion, 28 billion, and then it dropped, right? A good maybe 10% or so in Q1. And a large part of this was the last few weeks of March. We saw a drop in the seller transactions, right? And so the gross payment volume for Square is hit as well. All right, Square's operating expenses are increasing. So there are $629 million in the first quarter, right? And that's up 50% year over year. Okay, so they're ramping up expenses, but that's in anticipation also of ramping up revenue and gross profit. So I think, in my opinion, Square's kind of strategy is to hit break even for GAAP profits, and that's kind of what they're wanting to do. Yet they'll be hopefully, and they're hoping to be cash flow positive going forward, and they have been cash flow positive recently. All right, for their net income, we see a decent loss. This is on the GAAP basis. And it's kind of a little bit skewed here. And so you have to go ahead and see that the last quarter in Q4, they had $391 million profit, but that was because they sold Caviar, which was their food delivery service. They sold it, I think, to DoorDash, and that was $373 million. So basically, they're breaking even every quarter, you know, the past year or so. It's just plus or minus, you know, a few $10 million. And there you can see they're breaking even here even as well. And then there was a greater loss than expected this past quarter, and largely because of transactional volume is down. All right, so let's go into some business trends. So here they say that seller in April, so they're actually giving some Q2 kind of expectations right now. And they're saying the gross processing volume was down 39% year over year in April. So this is a huge hit for Square in April. But they're saying that, I guess, toward the end of April, they're starting to see an uptick, right? And they're hoping, and they're, you know, saying that April is probably the bottom for their transactions. So Q2 is going to be, on the seller transactional side, it's going to be a little rough for Square. And now you have one of their highlights is they have a big uptick in direct deposit transacting customers. And they're saying that they had the CARES Act, right, the stimulus program, and they made a big push, and a lot of people signed up for direct deposit, right, on their Cash App and to get the stimulus. And they saw a huge uptake in April for that. Now, as I shared yesterday in my kind of primer first look into Square, for me, the interesting part of Square is their Cash App. I think their seller kind of side of business, I think it's an interesting business, but it just isn't as fast growth as I need it to be to really do a big outsized gain in my investment. But Cash App, it does seem to have some fast growth. And so there's a lot of question marks, right, with Cash App and how far that growth will take and how much they can monetize that. But let's take a look at what happened in Q1. So if you take out Bitcoin, right, Bitcoin I'm not a big fan of in terms of, you know, it doesn't really add much to Square. They're barely making anything, right? They're making $7 million in gross profit, which is basically negligible. And they probably have some other operating expenses just to keep this thing up. So it's like a money-losing business in a sense. So forget Bitcoin in the equation of Cash App. They're saying that excluding Bitcoin, they have $222 million for revenue in Cash App, and gross profit was $176 million. Now, I want to break this down a bit more and see, like, okay, how fast is Cash App growing? Now, what's interesting is Square is not disclosing the number of new Cash App customers for Q1. And I looked past in their previous quarterly reports for the past like 7 or 8 quarters. And it turns out that for the quarterly reports, they kind of hide their Cash App acquisitions, right, their new users. And it's only at the end of Q4, right, in February or so, where they actually announce like how many Cash App customers they actually really have. And so in this quarterly report, Skype is kind of hiding that number, right, of new acquisitions. So, but we have to kind of work backward from the numbers and see, you know, speculate kind of like how fast in what the numbers are. So with Cash App revenue in Q2 of 2019, it was $135 million. In Q3, it was $159 million. In Q4, it was $183 million. And in Q1, this past quarter, right, it was $222 million, right? So in the course of, you know, less than a year, you go from $135 million to about $222 million, right? Pretty good growth. And their gross profit was $176 million. So you have a gross profit, right? A gross margin that's like close to what? Almost 75% or something. Yeah, probably a little less than that, but maybe 70%. And that's actually great gross margin, and it can probably just increase over time. So let's take another deeper look into this. And I want to speculate how many Cash App customers maybe they accumulated in Q1. So in Q4, right, they announced that they had 24 million monthly active Cash App users. And they were making a revenue of $183 million. So if I kind of divide up the numbers, they're making about $60 million revenue per month, right, for all of their users. Divide that up by 24 million monthly active users, you get about $2.5 per month per monthly active user, right? That's the revenue that they're getting. Now, in Q1, they announced that they have revenue of $222 million, right? And how many monthly active users do they have? Well, divide that number by 3 and you get $74 million in revenue per month, right? And then if you hypothetically assume that they have 29 million monthly active users, right, a bump of about 5 million, then that's about $2.55, right, per month per monthly active user. And so I don't know, you know, who knows whether Cash App really does have, you know, $2.5 per month or 2.6 or 2.4, right? It's going to be in that vicinity. They're slowly increasing, right, the amount of revenue per user. So my guess is about 5 million monthly active users. It's interesting, in the conference call, Jack Dorsey and their CFO both highlighted that the Cash App is top 10, right, in the iOS, in the app stores. And that's a significant boost for what they're doing here. All right, I want to go into some 5-year projections. And I don't know if you're going to find people doing this, because most people are so short-term focused in terms of, they're like, do I buy Cash App now? Or do I buy Square right now? You know, when do I cash out? Everyone's looking at the short term, right? The next 3 to 6 months to a year or so. And I think it's easy to just, you know, buy into the hype. And I'm going to go ahead and share some numbers. And some people might get excited, but I want to share that this is actually more of a bull case, right? This is more of a enthusiastic case, because I want to see what the potential is. I'm not going to say that this is actually going to happen, and I'm going to counter this with some risks right after I share this. So in 2021, let's say these are Q1 numbers of each year. In 2021, we have 40 million Cash App monthly active users. And that's up, let's say, from 24 million, right? 24 million was at the end of, right, of last year. And then in 2022, let's boost that up to 60 million users. That's about 50% growth rate. They've been growing at a much faster rate than that, but I'm being a little bit conservative. But as they increase their reach, right, their growth rate is going to slow down because the addressable market actually decreases over time. In 2023, I would decrease it, right, to 25 million increase to 85 million. And I'm decreasing a little further each year. 2024, we have 110 million. In 2025, you have 135 million Cash App users. All right. So if you have 135 million Cash App users, if hypothetically, in 5 years, right? This is a long, kind of a long forecast here. We're still in 2020. So in 5 years, if Square, this is a big if now, if Square can increase the monetization from $30 to $100 per user, right? Per year, then we're looking at revenue of $13 billion. And we're probably looking at gross profit, rough estimate, because who knows exactly what gross profit, but if you look at their past gross profit, it's pretty decent. So, you know, if you look at 75%, it could even be 80%, but we're looking at a $10 billion perhaps gross profit. And if you, now this is going to be tricky because not many people are going to actually do calculations like this. But I'm giving it perhaps a 20 multiple off of this a gross profit number, and we have a $200 billion market cap. Now, I want to take a step back on why I'm doing this. Okay, there are many different ways to calculate valuation. Now, a lot of people, they're so stuck on just one single way, right? They look at, for example, a P/E multiple, or they look at a price to sales ratio. They look at the revenue, right? How much total revenue give a multiple. And there's many, and they do industry standards, and they do a bunch of different ways to calculate. But the most difficult part to calculate multiples is always on high growth companies, because you don't know when they're going to cap out on their growth and how much, right, in the future to really go out to give growth. So that said, the way I'm calculating in this is just one type of like way to do it. I can calculate valuation in different ways, and I probably will do so in future videos, right? I can give kind of more of a standard type of, you know, valuation off of earnings, etc. And there are multiple ways, but I'm just giving kind of one tool in the toolkit in the many ways to kind of napkin math valuation. So, and the way I'm going to do it is this: is gross profit, let's say, is used now to cover expenses, right? Operating expenses generally to run the company, and then you're left with net profit. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to hypothetically assume that Square's seller side, right, their seller ecosystem, which is still growing, not as fast, obviously, but I'm assuming that that profit can cover Square's operating expenses going forward. Meaning, let's say you remove Cash App from their whole business and you just have Square's kind of seller ecosystem and the gross profit from that. I'm hypothetically assuming, now I could be wrong, but I'm just saying that what if that covers, right, Square's operating expenses, and whatever is left over with Cash App, right, is they're able to just really go into net profit, right, or operating profit, let's say. So if that's the case, this gross profit could actually become, right, gross, or could actually become operating profit or similar. So I'm not saying it's going to be like exactly the same, but let's say hypothetically it's around $10 billion in potential gross profit for Square. Give that a 20 time multiple, and I'm being conservative because this is a little bit generous to actually to say all of the gross profit is going to go into operating profit. So I'm giving a more conservative 20. I can go higher, right, to 30 or so, but I'm saying 20, and we have a $20 billion market cap, let's say, in 5 years, right? So that's kind of like the bull case kind of valuation assumptions here for Cash App and how to value Cash App. Now, again, a lot of this stuff can be completely thrown off. Let's say you take the $100 and you bring it down to $50. Maybe you think that's more realistic, right? Then you're looking at half the market cap. And if you bring that up to $200, then you're looking at double the market cap. So all of this is extremely type of sensitive, right, to the inputs that you put in. And for all valuation models, that's how it works. And so a lot of it is really trying to get a sense of where this is headed and how far the company can monetize on their usage. All right, in the conference call, I was able to listen to this, and it was, you know, an hour long with Jack Dorsey and their CFO. And I felt the highlight was probably from minute 42 to minute 45. If you can go ahead and, if you only have 3 minutes, listen to just that section of the conference call. Jack Dorsey was noting that their differentiating kind of factor for Square compared to the competitors is that Square provides kind of an omni-channel, they call it, ecosystem, where it's an everything-in-one, right, service for, you know, sellers, where they can go to Square for everything, for a loan, for invoicing, for subscriptions, for going online, going offline, in the whole package. And then for Cash App, Jack Dorsey noted that Cash App is becoming kind of a primary account. And he actually said it, and I was actually surprised. He said, it's becoming something where people don't need to go to the bank anymore, right? Where Cash App is becoming kind of like a bank for them and providing all the needed services, right, that they need from a bank. He says their goal is to add more adjacent features over time and increase kind of like the value that the ecosystem brings. He thinks for the Cash App, there's a target audience. I think he was saying between 15 and 39 or something years old. I think they're really targeting more of a younger generation, but he's saying their target audience is about 100 million in the US. Now, going back to some projections, now Square is, oh man, this is paused.